Hi. I have a couple of main goals with my presentation here, one of which is to try and use as many English turns of phrase without proper French conjugates as possible. So I have a little extra game going with my translation team here. It can be kind of a meta story going on here. Otherwise, I'd had some sort of grandiose notions before the conference of having a kind of comprehensive overview of some notions of time and the web and the browser, which ironically is the resource I'm kind of lacking here in my lightning presentation. So I am going to kind of present a project to you that deals with these issues that I am not directly involved with, but was fortunate enough to work on with Henrik Moltke from the Mozilla Foundation and a host of other collaborators earlier this year. My name's Barry Threw. Normally, I work on a lot of interactive media projects, and many of them are not for the web. A lot of architectural projections and interactive installations for museums and galleries and the like. And I find notions of how these sorts of advanced media concepts are getting translated into the web extremely interesting. And this project is kind of both extremely useful and points the way to some of the ways things are going, I think. And the framework that we were dealing with is this framework called Popcorn.js. And let me see which side my my monitor came up there. I'm going right. Okay, that'll work out for me. And we have terrible resolution here. One moment. I'm down to 800, 600. Okay, well, we can deal with that, I guess. We can deal with it. We can deal with it poorly. Success. Okay, so one of the issues with the web is you have these kind of two separate things. One, you know, you have audio and video and media elements, which have timelines, and the rest of the web is kind of this asynchronous, you know, event-driven model. And this Popcorn.js framework is a fantastic way to tie other media elements in with the timeline of video with HTML5, and later on we changed it to audio for some of our other demos. So if I find my mouse and play this. Time is a funny thing. Sometimes it seems to take so long, especially when you don't know where your mouse is. There we go. And so you'll see when I run this that we have a video timeline playing, and in a arbitrary element here, things happen along with the timeline.
Popcorn.js is an HTML5 video framework that lets you bring the web into your
video.
Which
is kind of the whole idea. So it's like talk over.
This video was shot in New Orleans. This one was shot in Cape Town.
You know, contextually related maps, articles.
See how the content of the video can change the webpage?
Any sort of footnotes
this
or anything.
This is Will Ferrell dancing to this exact song.
So, easy. One of the ways to get started here, here's another example, first of all, which is kind of a more, there's a lot more going on here. Sort of Donald Duck remix video, where there's some things that are recontextualized, you know, about this video. It's a little bit of a remix of the original intention.
Do you feel like you're working harder and harder these days just to stay financially afloat while fat cats get richer and richer? It's not just a feeling, and you're not alone.
The income gap between rich and poor in America is at an 80-year high. That's the largest differential since the period immediately preceding the Great Depression.
The haves are getting more while the have-nots are getting less. Meanwhile, government isn't helping.
So right, that's hilarious.
Decades of rising inequality.
You're fired, Duck! Get out of here!
Yeah. So we could just watch that, but I'm going to show you how this works briefly. The demos we put together, this kind of thing is extremely easy when you're dealing, it just deals with the HTML5 video tag. And so basically there are just a couple of parts of this framework. You include your popcorn.js, and it uses jQuery to do all the kind of interactions. And then past that point, this is the demo for audio. We use this JPlayer player to do the audio samples. But on a normal video, all you have to do is include in your HTML5 video tag a couple of this data timeline sources file, which can be a JSON or an XML or inline, and the path to your movie and the video tag. So with that and popcorn, you then have a third file that has in and out points and kind of the content you want to appear. This can be broken up into sections in the XML file or JSON. And then you have several popcorn plugins that can be written for it. In this case, something like Timeline, which then there are literally just jQuery calls in here to change elements as the timeline progresses. So the first demo we put together was for a radio show called Hyperdiskin that Henrik used to work on. And if I just play this.
Let's move on to the browser.
We have several things happening
the
here.
The one on your computer, smartphone, and tablets. It's one of the most important tools in our everyday life.
That moves along
we use the browser
the
to read news, watch TV, check email,
footnotes.
Chat with friends, shop, book tickets,
media,
thousands
you know,
of
media
the things
links.
We now do on the web.
And then
that is why it's so important which browser we use
here, which doesn't
and how it works.
To be working. It's probably a Chrome
the most
thing.
Common browser is still Internet Explorer for my computer, smartphone, and tablets. It's one of the most important tools in our everyday life. We use the browser to read news, watch TV, check email, chat with friends, shop, book tickets.
I'm back. I'm behind the thing. I can't even.
That is why it's so important which browser we use and how it works.
Clickable timeline to jump to places in the audio, several elements that go along with the timeline, language changing.
Specielle version 4 af Firefox browseren inklusive
to a different translation and audio file of the same radio show. And then we've kind of gone onward to make this demo for
our goal when we launched Firefox in
a show called Radio Lab
was to
I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with it, which is kind of a interesting show for this type of content because I don't know if anybody's seen the show live or anything, but there are different elements remixed and interspersed along with the timeline all the time. And what happened, we met with Jad and Robert from Radio Lab a little earlier this year and came up with something that integrates the SoundCloud player along with the Radiolab show. This show was called Desperately Seeking Symmetry. And the way this works is people can, let me see if I can get this in frame here. I can. Barely. Can submit SoundCloud, now I can't actually start it because my window's over here and won't go back. There we go. People can submit images and link them to the SoundCloud timeline, and if they like them and think it, you know, they have some curatorial control over the show, and if it seems like a relevant thing, they can bring it up in the video. So we have something like...
Wait, you're listening.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You're listening to Radio Lab.
Radio Lab.
From
WNYC.
See?
Yeah.
And NPR.
Hey, I'm Chad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
This is Radio Lab, and today we are desperately seeking symmetry.
And of course, we can jump in the timeline and, you know, see where we're at with all of our elements.
Is this the same picture?
It's the same picture.
Go back to the other picture. Go.
All right. There's Abe.
Now do the other one.
Ooh. You see?
That's so weird.
Now, here's the thing.
Okay, and so the nice thing about this, obviously, is that, you know, no flash, all open, you know, all open tools. Concept of timeline in the browser. I know this was extremely quick. There is, I guess, one final thing I want to note, that they're working on an app called Butter, which is a timeline editor, you know, an on-web timeline editor for these things. You can output your XML or JSON timeline files. Anyway, a thing I think is super interesting, a thing I would like to see integrated further into the browser in like a more robust way, some sort of scheduling. If anybody's interested in, you know, knowing more about it or how to use it, come find me. I'll be out there somewhere. And this is me. And that's about it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Quick comment, questions?
Dude, I covered it all. No, let's go.
One question then.
I'm probably one of the few people here that's not a programmer. I was just curious, how were you, in your first video, how was all the information getting added to the video stream, like the cartoon? Like, was that all being manually
added? With the video stream? I mean, it was manually added at some point, yes. So there are a couple parts. There's a big file that has the footers and subnotes and additions and other frames delineated in it. And so, like Wikipedia links, mm-hmm. you'd add the link at a specific timeline point, mm-hmm. and when the video passed that point, it
pops up.
Pops up. Certainly, I can imagine other, you know, things being pulled in more indirect ways than that. But, you know, WebGL, you know, you can imagine moving anything or drawing anything or with some sort of timeline concept.
Thank you.